WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Stoic State of Mind, Build Resilience and Discipline. You know, life can feel like a runaway train sometimes, right? We're constantly bombarded with notifications, deadlines, and the next big thing. Ever feel like you're just trying to keep your head above water, barely catching your breath? Well, I'm here to tell you there's a secret weapon that can help us navigate this chaos. Mindfulness. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh great, another meditation guru, hear me out. Mindfulness isn't about chanting in lotus pose or suddenly becoming a Zen master overnight. It's simply about bringing your full attention to the present moment without judgment. Think of it like hitting the pause button on that mental hamster wheel and really savoring what's happening right now. So, why is this important? Because when we're constantly distracted by the past or worrying about the future, we miss out on the beauty and richness of the present. We miss those small moments, a warm cup of coffee, a good laugh with a friend, the feeling of sunshine on your skin that make life truly worth living. Today, I want to share 5 key takeaways on how to practice mindfulness and bring more presence into your daily life. 1. Start small. Don't try to overhaul your entire life in a day. Begin with just a few minutes each morning or evening. Focus on your breath, notice the sensations in your body, and let go of any racing thoughts. Even 5 minutes can make a difference. 2. Engage your senses. We often live on autopilot, rushing through our days without really noticing anything. Take time to truly engage your senses. Smell that freshly brewed coffee, taste each bite of your meal, listen to the birds chirping outside your window. These little details add up and create a more vibrant experience. 3. Be present in conversations. Put down your phone, make eye contact, and actively listen to what the other person is saying. Don't just wait for your turn to speak. Really try to understand their perspective and engage with them fully. This shows respect and deepens your connections. 4. Mindful movement. Exercise doesn't have to be all about intensity. Even a simple walk in nature can be a mindful practice. Pay attention to the feel of your feet on the ground, the wind against your skin, and the sounds around you. 5. Cultivate gratitude. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. Maybe it's a supportive friend, a cozy bed, or a delicious meal. Expressing gratitude shifts your focus from what's lacking to what you already have and can boost your overall happiness. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're sitting at work, buried under a pile of emails, deadlines looming like storm clouds. Suddenly, you feel that familiar tension creeping and the urge to get stressed, overwhelmed, and maybe even snap at someone. But wait. You remember what we talked about today. You take a deep breath, focus on your breath for a few seconds, and notice the feeling of your feet on the ground. It's a simple act, but it anchors you in the present moment. The tension starts to ease, and you feel a sense of calm returning. See? Mindfulness isn't about eliminating stress, it's about learning to manage it. By bringing awareness to our thoughts and feelings, we create space between ourselves and our reactions. We gain clarity, composure, and the ability to respond with grace, even in challenging situations. So, what's your takeaway? I encourage you to start small, experiment with different practices, and find what resonates with you. Remember, cultivating mindfulness is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and most importantly, enjoy the ride. Ready to take action? This week, try incorporating one mindful activity into your day. Maybe it's taking a few minutes to simply observe your surroundings during your morning commute or savoring each bite of your lunch break meal. Share your experiences with us on social media using #StoicStateOfMind. Let's build a community of mindful warriors together. And remember, folks, keep striving for that stoic state of mind. Until next time, stay resilient, stay disciplined, and stay present. I'm Brandon Cole, signing off.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.